People who listen to public radio tend to dismiss TV as a vast wasteland. That memorable phrase, vast wasteland, was coined in a speech 41 years ago by Newton Minow, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission.
Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that what you will observe is a vast wasteland.
And when I looked it up, what I found surprised me, because he also said this. When television is good, nothing, not the theater, not the magazines or newspapers, is better. He's right, as the last decade has certainly proved.
All right, first item. I lost our life savings in the stock market.
Name a comic novel or a film comedy from the last dozen years superior to The Simpsons.
You lost all our money?
Point of order. I didn't lose all the money. There was enough left for this cowbell. Damn you, eBay!
Or a recent play or movie better than The Sopranos. In fact, most nights on television, you can experience fresh writing and acting as good or better than 99% of what's in theaters. Golden age of television is not oxymoronic. I think we've been in a golden age for quite some time. In fact, it strikes me that we're now late into network TV's current golden age, the point in pretty much any cultural epoch where mannerism takes over. That endgame period when the arresting innovations of the day before yesterday become the self-conscious tics of today. I'm thinking of the fantasy sequence in primetime TV. The trend got going back in the early 90s with the HBO show Dream On. The hero's thoughts were depicted by cutting quickly to brief clips from old movies and old TV shows. The year after Dream On went off the air, Ally McBeal premiered and made the fantasy sequence part of TV's common language for millions more people. But then the fantasy sequence proliferated crazily. This past season, NBC in particular bet the ranch on fantasy sequence sitcoms. There's Scrubs, in which moments of the nerdy star's self-image are literalized. Then there's Inside Schwartz, where an aspiring sportscaster's fantasies take the form of athletic events. And Imagine That, in which the hero is a wimpy rider whose daydreams are acted out, Ally McBealishly. Haven't seen Inside Schwartz or Imagine That? Too late. They've already been canceled. But wait, there's one more on the way, and judging from what I've seen of the pilot, it is the best of the whole lot.
Hello, Mr. Pickering.
The problem with America is the Negro and the Jew.
It's called Andy Richter Controls the Universe.
You're just a huge racist bastard, aren't you?
It premieres on Fox on the 19th.
Maybe so, but in 1903, I revolutionized the manufacturing of the steel ingot.
The premise is yet another writer with extravagant fantasies, but it goes way beyond Robert Benchley's old Walter Mitty concept. It's familiar and funny, but it's also complex. It plays with that line between fantasy and reality, the stories and the stories within the stories. In the twilight of all cultural golden ages, there are mannerist masterpieces, like Michelangelo's 16th century Last Judgment in the Sistine Chapel, or Sir John Soane's eclectic, jam-packed 19th century funhouse, which is now a museum in London. Or even, just maybe, one new 21st century TV show.
You don't have to understand why.
This is Kurt Anderson in Studio 360.
Your shoulder all the time. You never know.